Yeah.
Could you tell us if there's any subsidy systems regarding agriculture?
Yeah, I will. The question is the subsidy systems. In Australia, we directly subsidise very little of our agriculture. We do directly subsidise a tremendous amount of our industry. We just were forced to give up $8,000 for every man, woman and child to a new silica industry coming to Tasmania to give them a gift before they started up. And then we have to subsidise them with energy because we're selling them energy at below cost. Now, I don't see that I will ever get $8,000 out of a silica industry, and we're certainly going to get a lot of pollution out of it. And so our government gives us no choice about subsidising large industries. And I guess the managing director of that industry, like people in the sugar industry, said to me, you know, the trouble with the country is all these layabouts on the dole. I said to this guy in sugar, I said, you just got a $9.5 million dole. You know, we can't subsidise layabouts like you. And we subsidise businessmen a tremendous amount. Can't afford many of those dole takers up in these high buildings, I tell you that. Well, the subsidy to agriculture in the United States direct, we've got good figures on, a bit hidden in Australia, it's not much different. It was $21 billion last year, and the product of the whole of United States agriculture was $17.6 billion. And last year, for the first time, the product of home gardens went to $17.3 billion in food value, and there was no subsidy whatsoever from the government to home gardeners. Now, that direct subsidy is $21 billion to the farmers. In New Zealand, it averages $7,000 per sheep farmer to produce fat lambs from the government, which is fairly poor. Fat lambs are stored for the last 7 years. The freezer costs of the storage have exceeded the value of the lamb stored. That's all the public cost. They're about to dump the first 2 years in storage because it's freezer burnt and they can't sell it overseas. They can't give it to any poor people because it's already been paid for and the price is too high, so it's going into the Tasman Sea. And in prison, 35% of the subsidised lamb goes directly into dog food. And so there's a lot of madness on. See, what we've got is an agricultural system which is no longer making any pretense to feed people who can't get food. All it is doing is supplying a commodity market which doesn't allow the material to go out as food. And almost all our wheat surplus is converted into methanol or in some other industrial base. And now we've got a methanol glut, and by public subsidy we had to buy all the storage systems for that. And they won't let the methanol go because it could replace petrol, and that would worry BHP and Shell. So we're really just funding our own constant impoverishment. At the same time as we're doing that, 18% of Australians go hungry to bed, and over 40,000 of our own kids don't have, a meal a day. And we can't get that food to those people because the market won't let us give it away. We dug in all our potatoes this year, 40,000 tonnes in Tasmania. And we couldn't give it to the people in society who don't have any damn food. And that's a lot of people in this society. It's 18% of all of us don't have enough food. So that's a very strange system, and it's just getting worse and worse. We're producing expensive, publicly subsidised surpluses of food and increasing the number of people without food, and we're doing that month by month. What I'm saying here is we should attach those people to their own farms, so they have direct food access. Farmers should start to produce the needs of our society, and we should fund them to do it. And we should not route that money through governments, because it's really funding the industrial sector and the commodity market. It's making a lot of stockbrokers rich trading wheat. Somebody said of a load of wheat going to Africa recently, is that going to feed the poor? I said, don't be silly, that wheat's not for eating, it's for trading. We trade it over and then we trade it home again. And what we dumped on Africa was low-grade surplus, often dirty grains that we couldn't get rid of in the pet food market and which had been too long in storage. I think some of you may have seen them opening bags on some of those programs, and the bags be labelled wheat, and what falls out is a gritty grey powder. It's probably sweepings from the flour room floor or something, and people have been paid wheat prices for that, commodity brokers. And all of you may have seen those trucks sold to help get the aid in, and not one of those trucks would start. And that's how we're getting ripped off. And all of us getting ripped off. So we're not really interested in that sort of rubbish.